Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, a Russian intelligence gathering ship, the Viktor Leonov, is being tracked by the Irish Defence Forces off the Irish coast. The Irish Naval Service has attempted to contact the ship but received no response. It's understood it's making its way through international waters with Cuba as its destination. And joining me now to tell us about it is Cathal Berry, former member of the Defence Forces. Cathal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
What do you know about the Viktor Leonov?
Yeah, so my understanding is it has left the Irish economic zone now, so it's left the Irish economic waters and is transiting across the Atlantic towards Cuba, but it did pass through in the last 48 hours. It would have left around Murmansk, the Kola Peninsula in Russia, and would have transited down to the North Atlantic, probably picked up by Norwegian Navy initially. They would have handed over the vessel, so to speak, to the British Royal Navy, who would have handed it over to the Irish Navy as it moved across Western Europe. So it's going to move across the Atlantic at the moment. But it is a matter of concern because we have very limited capability to counter and deter this type of activity off our West Coast.
What is it doing?
So while it's officially transiting through Irish economic waters, it's not just doing so passively. It's a signals and intelligence vessel, so it's trying to absorb a load of information that passes through. So, for instance, radio chatter of commercial airlines travelling overhead. It'll be looking at mapping the seabed, picking up and eavesdropping on telecommunications, on radar signals, on sonar signals. So what it's trying to do is get a picture of light and marine light, maritime activity off the Irish West Coast. So if it comes back in 6 months or 12 months' time and identifies something unusual, then know that something untoward happened. The other reason it's doing this is it's trying to test Ireland's capability, Ireland's response times, Ireland's sense of readiness from a military point of view, and also from a political point of view. It's strategically signalling and shaping to the Irish government, for instance, and that they can do this anytime it wants in Europe's backyard, because Ireland's waters are regarded as the most poorly protected EU waters across this continent, and the Russians are very happy to take full advantage of that.
We're hearing you, the sound is a little muffled, Cathal. I don't know if there's anything on your end you can do, because I want to hear more about this. You mentioned mapping the seabed. What's it looking for?
So it's looking for lots of things. So first of all, there's a shooting war taking place in Ukraine for the last 3 years, as we're aware. But for the last 3, 4, 5 decades, there has been this low-grade conflict taking place in the North Atlantic as well, between NATO and formerly Warsaw Pact, but now Russian surface vessels and submarines. So it's trying to map the seabeds to try and identify, areas of interest for Russian submarines, but also trying to identify and map and triangulate exactly where our subsea infrastructure is. So Ireland has three categories of subsea critical infrastructure. The first one is the fibre optic data cables, which people have heard a lot about. Secondly, it's our electricity interconnectors. And thirdly, it's our gas pipeline as well. And the general sense out there is that it's only a matter of time before the Irish public wake up one morning and at least one of these key pieces of infrastructure has been severed or compromised or interfered with in any particular way. So it's happening in the Baltic Sea a lot at the moment, and that's likely to be moved towards the Western Atlantic shortly.
Right, so these are the dangers. But in normal circumstances, if you have a vessel like this tootling through Irish waters, what can we do about it, if anything?
Yeah, well, first of all, we can, monitor and observe. So you see that the Irish naval vessel, the Samuel Beckett, has been shadowing this Russian vessel as it transits through Irish economic zone. And that's very important because the Russian vessel doesn't have its AIS transponder on, so it's not transmitting. And what an AIS transponder is, it's an automatic identification system which tells all these marine tracking websites who you are from a naval point of view and what speed and what course you're on. So the Russians aren't cooperating from that point of view, which wouldn't be unusual. Most naval warships, basically, when they're transiting through an area, wouldn't have their AIS transponder on. So the alternative to that is that you must get eyes on. And so you have an Irish naval vessel who would have been very close to the Russian vessel over the last 48 hours, and also the Air Corps Maritime Squadron as well would have put up an aircraft an Airbus 295 with very sophisticated optics and sensors, and they would have had marked and recorded the location of the vessel to try to identify their course, their speed, and their tracking, their likely destination as well. So in the absence of an EIS transponder, we have to get eyes on with our own assets and decide for ourselves what's the Russian vessel most likely doing.
Yeah, we know we're weak though, isn't it? When you mentioned our own assets, we don't have many of them to deal with these problems, do we?
Correct. We don't. So the Irish Economic Water, the EEZ, basically, it really is a strategic blind spot from a European Union point of view. We have two unarmed Air Corps aircraft, these are the Airbus 295, and to be fair, they've only arrived in the last 12 months, and there is a significant improvement on what was there beforehand. But the Naval Service, while they're excellent people in the Naval Service, they just don't have enough people to put enough ships to sea and platforms at sea, which is a problem. So I guess if you look at an analogy, like the European Union is an apartment block, and there's 27 apartments in that block. Ireland is a ground floor apartment, basically, and it's a ground floor apartment with its doors and windows wide open. So anybody can access the ground floor apartment and then be able to move around the apartment block and compromise the security of the other apartments as well. So we're not playing our part from a European Union point of view.
That analogy makes it crystal clear. Cathal Barry, former member of the Defence Forces and, of course, former TD as well. Thank you for joining us. Now, coming up next, sleep apps. Are they a help or a hindrance when it comes to getting a good night's sleep?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.